Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on the Hookup app and network. Having a great time. As we said at the beginning of the show, Pete Gray is out of the studio today, traveling home from a fun trip with the boys, fishing and diving, and I'm sure some surfing, and we'll hear all about it tomorrow. But man, Corey and I having a great time in the studio today, talking fishing with two of the absolute gurus when it comes to a fishing reel.
And not only that, Rick, you give us a shout, talk to Eric and Cal, and you have your chance of winning a blueprinting slash customizing, whatever direction you want to take it.
Complete service. Yeah, and like you said, if you want to go all the way and, you know, buy whatever killer parts necessary, the boys will do it for you. They're doing complete service.
If you want special gears, we can do it.
I dig it, man. I think that's so cool.
So two lucky winners today are going to win their chance at winning one of those. And give us a shout, 833-288-0973. We have two lines open, so you give us a shout, you're going to get right in.
That's it, man. We didn't hear from the cast man this morning, having a little bit of cell issue, so he's going to give us the wrap-up to their great report next or tomorrow. He's going to give us a call tomorrow, but normally that cast report sponsored part by our great friends at Gamakatsu. 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough for a live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer was that Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The new Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or a standard ring. You can get it at selected tackle stores. You can be ready to get bit. Corey, phones are packed up. Info's coming out again. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. But we're going to find out what's biting out there, man. Let's hit up the catch report.
Let's do it. And today it's sponsored by the Sato Line and Winder Kit. It has everything you need but the plywood board and your drill. It's a super high-tech line winder. It is comparable to line winders that go for up to $2,000. And it's all for under $300. Your best value in high-tech line winders. Get yours at the Longfin, Fisherman's Landing, other select tackle stores. I'm sure you go through them at the shop.
We have it. Yeah, it's a great machine. It's easy to get. It's basically a kit. All you need to do is go to Ace Hardware, buy a drill. He's got a several drills, you know, picked out that'll jump on, and then foot pedal control, the whole nine. It's a great kit and a really good job and very easy and inexpensive way to have a line winder in your garage. It's a sweet deal.
Pretty
for
cool.
Sure. Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, hey, let's start off our catch report with our private boater buddy, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Ricky, Corey, Cal, Eric, great show, guys. So, sorry I missed y'all last week there, but I got to tell you, those balmy Hawaiian breezes were so nice. Oh, man, we were just loving it over there. But, you know, here we are, guys, mid-November. Still so much incredible opportunity around offshore. Now, this fall, water's definitely cooling. And, you know, one of the main signs there is we got a little bit of squid showing up here in multiple places, some up there at the Northern Islands. There's been a dab out there at Nick, more than a little at Santa Barbara Island and Catalina, which is good news. And there's been a few gamesters on it, not a whole lot yet, but it's been more yellows than sea bass, but that part of the cycle is just getting started. We'll be talking about that for months to come. Along the coast here, we're seeing better bass fishing again as the water cooling down a little bit. It seemed like they're getting on the bite a little better. Sandies and calcos both, squid on the leadheads working really well. And then there's also been some signal on some of that big yellow along the beach here in our Newport Huntington zone. Been some schools of good ones there, big ones. Offshore on the tuna grounds, oh my God, it's just staggering. There is such a huge spread of fish. There is still good signal of bluefin up above Catalina. Hardly anybody's really looking at it, but had a couple interesting reports this week. But above the west end outside the ridge towards Santa Barbara Island there, and it's mixed grade fish all the way from 20 pounds to like 200 pounds, but there's a decent amount. And then below there, all the way down the backside of Cat, there's spots of mixed grade yellowfin and bluefin from outside the V's all the way, you know, toward the mackerel bank, and then bits and pieces of it all the way down toward the mother load, which is on both wings of the Butterfly, which is where all the phenomenal catches for the San Diego and other boats are been coming from. That lower area, I mean, there's so much big fish down there. It's just staggering to think of. It's like you guys were talking. You weighed in, what, 4 over 300 here in the last couple of days?
Four over 200. Yeah, that was 4 over 3 was just yesterday. Not all the other tricks that have had them. I mean, that was just yesterday.
Insane.
It's crazy, Mark.
Unbelievable. And, you know, and along with that, I mean, it's a big spread of fish all the way from the west wing of the Butterfly into the east wing and then to just outside the 302. I mean, it's not just a dab. I mean, there's tonnage down there still. And then on the billfish scene there, I mean, there's not much going on with the marlin because really nobody seems to be fishing them. But they're still around the east end of Catalina. The guy's deep dropping for swordfish up there. Been seeing a little bit and all the bait that's there. And then the deep dropping for swordfish thing, oh, man, that is really catching everybody's interest there. Congratulations to Bill DePriest there. He had two swordfish the same day here a couple days ago. It's man, there is so much going on, guys. It's time to go. But we got a little storm coming, so get your wits in quick here.
But it's interesting, Mark. The storm is more of a southerly influence, too, if you noticed.
This one appears to be, yeah. But it's got some wind. They're forecasting a little bit more wind than we've seen, so it might be the beginning of the end. I certainly hope that's not the case, but, you know, it is getting that time of year.
Yeah, we're not ready for that yet, buddy. Mark, certainly some incredible fishing going on all the way up and down the beach, and that's the beauty of having a fishdope.com account is you get to know where it's biting, when it's biting, and especially towards the latter part of the season when there's not the huge coverage and fleet of boats out there. Having fishdope is so important because hey, Danny and the boys will really dial you in directly where to go. And this week you can save $20 with a new membership to fishdope.com by entering the code HOOKUPNOW. It's HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space. Saves you $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com. And Mark, if somebody wants to get the best bait tank on the market or just any of that great information from you at Pacific Edge, how do we find you?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And you know, you talk about fishdope getting the best information. Danny, the main fish dope guy, he's standing probably as we speak pulling on tuna on the deck of the Oceanside 95 on the east wing of the Butterfly. So watch for his reports coming up.
That's a good call. It's probably fairly rare that a captain of a boat is stoked when a passenger comes on because he's got all of the info out there, but that's certainly one of them. We'll appreciate that. Great job, Mark, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
And all the way from Bolsa Chica and Anadyr in Huntington Beach, all the way down to Mission Bay at Seaforth Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Marcos.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Well, we're doing great, man. Can it happen? Can it still possibly be great fishing?
Well, let's start off with this. I just had two boats call in the last 15 minutes. Pacifica, on one of those day and three-quarter day trips, they left early yesterday morning. So far, I have 50 elephant on the boat. Pry it on a day and a half, I have 60 elephant on the boat. And those fish are kind of that 15 to 30-pound range, so nice grade of fish there. So, yeah, those guys are still doing well.
By 8
San Diego, yes. Yeah, and exactly. You know, and, yeah, they got a little early start. You know, and that's the advantage of those trips leaving in the morning. And those are actually really popular. We have ran them last year, running them this year, and people love that 9 a.m., 10 a.m. departure. You know, get a day and three-quarter, two-day, three-day in there. You know, a lot of options there without leaving at night. Some of those guys get to avoid the traffic, which is always a good thing. So great fishing offshore there. The Tribute, actually yesterday, 60 elephant, a handful of yellowtail and some skipjack on there. Day before that, they did similar fishing on some of those trips out there. The Asset came back from a two-day, 62 bluefin, five of those over 100 pounds and 38 yellowfin. Tribute came back from a day and a half trip, five bluefin, 214 yellowfin.
Jeez.
And Pacifica, same thing, 190 yellowfin, 14 bluefin. So still great fishing on those offshore trips. I mean, we're in the second half of November here. and, you know, it might as well be August. So great fishing there. The San Diego, a little more consistent on those full-day trips. Those fish are a bit further. So yesterday, I mean, great fishing. 45 anglers had 15 bluefin, 85 yellowfin, 30 skipjack, and 65 yellowtail.
Jeez, that's crazy.
That sounds like September.
Right. That sounds like a you know day and a half trip in September. That was a full-day trip.
Right.
Yeah,
and
last year we would have said on his three-quarter day he caught that. You know what I mean? Like that
right,
is just
exactly.
Great. It's crazy how good that fishing is, Marcos.
And like I said, I thought this sense was a little more consistent. The day before that, they only had 24 yellowfin. But the day before that, 220 yellowfin and 4 bluefin. So, but, I mean, like we've talked about, you know, 10, 15 years ago, he said they caught 24 yellowfin on the three-quarter day boat. People were like, yeah, sure, sure they did. You know? But that was a bad count this week.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's great fishing overall there. Those half-day trips, still catching great bottom fishing there. And that's just been, like I said, one of the most consistent seasons we've had, as far as I can remember, as far as catching those bottom fish, going out there. And if you just want to take someone out there, catch some fish, get some fishing time in beyond the boat, can't beat the half-day right now. Some great weather also. So check the website. All those trips up there, those half-days, those full days for shot at yellowfin and bluefin in November, those overnight trips, the day and a half, those day and three quarters, a lot of those trips, double check the return or the departure time when you look on there, because some of those are leaving in the morning.
Good call,
which,
man.
Like I said, yeah, very, very popular trip both last year and turning out to be that way this year. And like we said, as long as there's still fish out there, as long as you guys still want to go, we're going to keep running those trips. So seaforthlanding.com. You can make your reservations online there. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, stop by the restaurant, sign the Rock Hard Rick breakfast burrito petition, try and bring that guy back there, and we'll get you out there fishing.
Love it, Marcos. Great job, man. So stoked to hear the fishing is still so crazy consistent. Great times, great going at Seaforth, man. We really appreciate the report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, Marcos, appreciate that.
All right, the Catch Report today is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishermen's Processing in San Diego. None of they offer the processing for your fish when your trip returns into San Diego Landings. Now with Fish Pros Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheeses, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Or you can order online at fishmansprocessing.com. The spices and rubs are now available at Dana Landing on Mission Bay. So you can launch your boat, see what they have to offer, and you can't make it all the way to Liberty Station.
Load up. That's a good call. I want to take the time to steal a question in before we jump back to the phone. Phones are packed up, too. If you do want to get through, we have one of our toll-free lines open. It's 833-288-0973. But I've got a trip coming up in a couple of weeks on the Royal Polaris. It's our Let's Talk Hookup 7-day trip. We're going to Guadalupe Island. And this week, Guadalupe saw a big influx of the fish we've been used to catching there. So Guadalupe this year earlier has been a lot of the, you know, mid-grade size yellowfin, 25 to 45 pounds, 25 to 55 pounds. And then this week we started to see some of that real nice big grade of fish, 100-pounders, 120-pounders. There was even a 150 caught there. So going forward, I like to fish a Talica 16. Like, that's my favorite size reel for that. But if I wanted to be fishing a little bit heavier line, I wanted to make that my 60-pound reel, what kind of things would I do if I came into Cal and said, hey, you know, had this reel for several years, which I have. I've never done anything to it, but I want to get this thing kind of dialed in before I go. What are the steps that we would go through on tricking out my TAC 16?
Your TAC 16, we can build it so you can get 22, 23 pounds of drag at free spool. Probably only get 16, 17 now. We've done it up to 22, 23. I haven't pushed them any farther than that. I think that's a pretty good push.
Yeah.
You're still young enough. You probably don't need the low gear, but you're getting up there a little bit now. So you just, it's surprising how many guys I have now that 4 or 5 years ago don't need it. And now that, I need a little lower low gear.
What?
But, you know, it's one of those things, but we can, that reel, we've been able to push to 22, 23 free spool, and that's right off the reel.
Mm-hmm.
That's not over your rod. So if you're setting your drag over your rod, you're well up there. You're another 3 or 4 more pounds.
Sure. You said, you know, about the reel, you may not need it. You're getting older. You know, there's something to be said, too, about need and then the, you know, the work smarter, not harder mode, too. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I mean, sure, you may be able to turn the handle, but if you can,
right,
if
yeah,
you can be a lot more effective and you can be more comfortable and maybe, you know, Guadalupe with good fishing, you might have 6, 8, 10 bites a day, 15 fish a day, you know, and if you can be a lot more comfortable doing that for the end of the day, who's to say you need to be somebody that's a grandpa to do that.
Also, with a lower low gear, you can get away with a smaller hook if you're not pumping.
Now, why is that? To explain,
okay,
explain
it's
that.
An even, steady pressure. When you're pumping, you do get a little bit of a stop jerk as you try to get
sure
down. And so, therefore, you can hold that rod up and actually winch at that drag ratio. I have actually used 20-pound test and had better luck with a low gear on it. What you do is you can set your... You can find out just how much drag it takes to bring a fish up, and you can even on light line, you lift your rod and then pull it down to the fish, and lift your rod. You don't drop it; you pull it down with the handle, and you can fish a little lighter line, a little smaller hooks, and still keep a much more even pressure on the fish, and get him up.
Because you're not having to lift it all the way up so that you can wind it down under slack.
Yes.
Your low gear is now so low that you can turn the handle under that pressure.
That's correct.
You could keep your rod at a 45 angle and just be constantly turning the handle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. I
like that makes
it.
Sense to me.
Sign me up, boys.
Right.
So we're giving away one lucky prize winner at the end of the show today. Just kidding.
Oh.
Well, the phones are packed because we are giving away those two complete serves. Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
They are, Rick, and there's going to be some Stoke guys out there. Stoke women, too. Give us a shout. Hal in Apple Valley. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Hal.
What's up, Hal?
Hey, you guys. Surprised I got through so fast. That was awesome. I do have a question. I have three reels that were done by Cal's 25 years ago. They're still awesome. In fact, I just caught my biggest yellowfin tuna on my last trip on a 12T that Cal did for me. But I have a Shimano Trinidad 40N that kind of bit the big one, and I was wondering if Cal does any work on those.
No, that's a Ken Corwin.
Ken and Wes, and they'll take care of it for you, and they'll get you a little
get
bit more
drag
if you need out of it, and they'll revive it for you.
That's a good call. Appreciate the phone call, Hal, very much. So you guys, basically, at this point, it's just your lever drags.
We're lever drags.
Yep,
yeah.
Cal's two-speed, you're
and
doing...
And it's kept us busy enough just doing that for a while. I mean, I'm not going to say it'll never happen, but...
Of course.
But so far, I mean, it's been busy enough doing the Talicas and Torques and Fathoms and Internationals and Tiagras and the Avets and the Accurate ATDs and all those. So.
Stuff coming from the East Coast.
Yep.
And I'm sure if you haven't had an international... interest. I mean, it has to be there, right?
We just shipped to Tahiti.
There it is.
Yeah.
We'll probably be, you know, when you guys are on the show next time, we'll probably be able to answer this question about Speedmaster. But, you know, in the case of, we'll use it now for on the pen side because of the Fathoms and the Torques. Why does someone buy a Torque instead of a Fathom? You know, like, what are you gaining out of the quote-unquote higher-end reel? And I know you can't answer that from Speedmaster to Talica yet, but it feels like a similar question would
yes.
apply. You know,
it's a little better quality inside.
Mm-hmm.
The tolerances are held a little closer. The assembly is a little closer.
Okay.
Okay, when you get a lower end, they don't measure each reel and kind of fit stuff.
Okay.
The Fathom is, that's some of the reasons we can get a little better free spool, because we do that same measuring.
Because then you can tighten the tolerances that are a little farther off. You can tighten those things up.
Make stuff just slide a little freer.
Okay.
And even though the parts are all there, they might not be quite as polished or quite as smooth. So therefore, they don't act quite as well, or they maybe act up a little more often. But the cost advantage on the Fathom to the Torque, especially like where I do fish Baja a lot on a Ponga, and stuff gets beat up.
Sure.
Stuff gets beat
it's
up.
It's wet every moment of the day.
Well, it's not only that. It gets beat up on the bottom of the boat, stuff like that. And I can take two or three outfits down, and I can double up. If I have a problem with my 20-pound, I just grab another 20-pound reel. I don't have as much invested.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I've gone to the Fathoms for myself. I also have Torques. They're great. I tested Torques for Penn before they even brought them out. And if you're the guy that likes the little better quality right off the bat,
sure,
then yes. But you're paying at about double the price. And is the Speedmaster about the same way compared to the...
It is, yeah. It's about half the cost.
Yeah.
from Speedmaster to Talica.
Well, and it'll probably be a reel that we can work on. I just haven't done it yet.
And it sure feels the same way. It's like Torium is to Trinidad.
Yep,
in that,
yep, that's
that Speedmaster,
yep.
out of the box, it's a great reel. Just like Fathom to Torque is.
Yeah.
Like, out of that box, that Speedmaster is a great reel. But does that mean that there's not room for some Eric tweaks and touches?
Right. I mean,
there always
is. For example, this summer or this spring, my dad and I bought a bunch of Fathoms, and it made it so I recently went out on a day and a half trip, and I took three friends that are pretty much new to fishing. Mm-hmm. They didn't have anything, and here I was able to outfit them with three reels each, and they were able to do a bunch of that. And they were all able to get on fish, and it was a lot of fun.
That's cool. And yeah, exactly. You can now take a mid-level cost reel, put a little bit of extra money into it, and get very high-level reel performance.
Yep. I think it's one of the Landings uses Fathoms 40s for rental gears. I don't know if Fisherman's Landing. I think Seaforth uses the Fathom 40s because they're holding up quite well. And if a reel holds up under rental, it's pretty doggone good.
That's one of our sales things. We use Talicas. We have Talicas and Graphiters.
Yes,
we say the same thing.
Absolutely.
If those things can go out every single day and catch 50 to 100 pound bluefins. I mean, every day, and at the end of the season, that reel still works just fine.
Yeah, and a little quick maintenance when they come back.
You got
boom, you're right back in business. No, that's why, like the Shimano reels and the Pinner, they're good quality reels. But there's the Okuma's making a pretty doggone nice reel.
Yeah, they got it. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. That's very cool. Well, the phone lines are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys. And before we do that, we're going live on the water. We got Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute on the line right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang. And I got to say that, if you want to test a reel or find out how a reel works, put it on a sport boat throughout the year, daily, or through a tackle shop. It's pretty good call.
Yeah, you get
it. You know what? Fishing is great. We have 40 yellowfin here for the morning. Probably 6 or 7 going right now. Very, very good fishing. Our yellowfin fishing this week has probably been at times better than any other time of the year. We had a trip the other day. We had 23 guys. We were on the California side of the border. We had 214 yellowfin. Basically, we're driving away from them throughout the day.
Jeez.
Very, very nice, great fish. 12 to 30 pounds, it would be the average. Almost everything this morning so far is like in the mid-20-pound range. Just a beautiful, great fish. And out to the west, there's a little bit bigger yellowfin and some bluefin to go with it. It's the middle of November.
Right? This is just it's crazy, Mike. It's so much fun knowing that this type of fishing is around. And I mean, I know it's getting late in the year, but the same thing. I mean, every day it sounds like you guys are just seeing great signs and lots of bait and lots of fish, and it just doesn't show any sign of slowing. It's been spectacular fishing.
It has. And, yesterday morning we were off the fish. The whole fleet was. And it was like, oh, boy, here it is, end of the season, fat lady singing. You can feel the crisp in the air. And 2 hours later, guys are getting stopped for 100-plus fish. And it was funny. I was talking to Mike on the Pacific Dawn, who was moaning and groaning and Pat adjusted his sonar. He can't find anything. Well, and then he has a stop where he gets limits out of it for his 17 guys. And I go, wow, you really changed your tone. And he goes, oh, man, this is great.
and the other thing, we had kind of touched on it earlier, but the grade of the yellowfin has increased as well. Just like it has gotten better in every respect, both in quality and in quantity. And for this to be happening in the middle of November is pretty special.
We have a pastor, one of the gentlemen on the boat. I just gapped his fish, and he said, this is the best yellowfin fishing I've had all year. And I just got off a 10-day where we fished the ridge.
That's pretty cool, buddy. Less than 100 miles from home and still experiencing that caliber of fishing.
And right now, you could probably put a champagne glass on the dash, and it would stay just where it is.
I love it.
Very, very nice weather. Flat, greasy, calm. I do have to say, it looks like we're going to get some weather midweek. So tomorrow night might be a perfect time to jump on a trip. We have lots of room on our day and a half leaving tomorrow night. Fishing for this yellowfin, and there's been some really nice great bluefin around. Hopefully this doesn't do anything. I can't see this volume of fish going anywhere, and it does look like Wednesday and Thursday maybe hopefully we get some rain. We can use it.
Ah, we're over that. Yeah, no, keep the fish coming. Mike, I agree with you, man. Certainly a great time, a good opportunity to just get in now. We know they're biting. You got a trip going before the weather gets in here. Just come on and go fishing on board the Tribute. And afterwards, when that little bit of storm passes through, I'm sure we'll get right back to catching. But if somebody wants to go with you on the upcoming trip or book for a little later in the week when you get right back on it, how do we do that?
You get Seaforth Landing call tomorrow night. We just started picking up reservations. I'm sure it'll be a go. It's probably going to be, I'm assuming, a light load, 15, 20 guys. Give Marcos, who I just talked to, Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com. You can take a look at the size of the elephant we've been catching on our Facebook page, Tribute Sport Fishing. And, yeah, we are online probably up until the middle of December where we're going to be hauling out. And I really don't see this going anywhere.
I love it, man. Great job, Mike. Thanks for keeping us up to date from the water. Glad to hear that fish is still biting strong, and we'll look forward to talking in real soon. And I'm very, very confident, like you say, that trip's going and probably going to be right back on the fish again. Appreciate it, Mike. We'll talk to you on the next one.
All right, thanks, guys.
Got
to
go get some.
All right.
All right, a killer report, and lines are absolutely packed up. We're going to get into the lines when we get back on Let's Talk Hookup. More with Eric and Cal Sheets on Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. Both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, the lines have been packed, Rick.
Absolutely. We have one line that opened during the break. It's been solid ever since through, but, man, an awesome opportunity to win two complete services on your reels, a Fathom, Metallica, a Torque from the boys at Cal's Two Speeds. And, again, if you want to get your shot in this last hour here, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Phones have been packed today.
They have. It's been a great show. Let's talk to Carlos. Carlos, all the way from Minnesota, we welcome and thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
all the way from Minnesota.
That's a stretch. You listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Carlos?
I am doing that, Rick. And hey, Rick and Eric, and Eric, I'm sorry, Eric, Cal, Rick, Corey, great show.
Morning,
I actually live in West L.A., but I travel a lot for work. But earlier this year, I got to see Cal. I took in 15 two-speed reels, and which is kind of... I'm sure Cal remembers, and I left to go to Minnesota, still here, but on my way home next week, so I can't wait.
Nice.
But I got a question. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it'd be nice that when you come home, you'll know that all of your gear is in tip-top shape waiting for you.
It is, and I'm waiting to go. Next week is it. But, Cal, I got a question, and for you too, Eric. You know, for the dummies like me that take a lot of reels in, is there a way to find out from you guys, like, what you did to each reel, because it's been so long I forgot. So I don't know if it was blueprinted for 80 or 100 or 130. Do you guys have that? I hate to ask it.
No, that's a great question. And so, yeah, we don't keep all that information. We have one of our customers said same thing too. He couldn't figure out, you know, how long it's been and everything. He actually just started a spreadsheet that he actually has of kind of just maintenance records and stuff like that too. But you know, inside each reel, if we blueprint them, there's a little tag that's marked in them, hey, 60-pound, 80-pound, or, you know, stuff like that. And he's been doing that almost since the very beginning as far as marking that. And you get your tag back with the reel that says, you know, what it was done for. But to be honest, we don't keep those records. We'd be answering questions all day long, right? Guys are calling up and, hey, when was my reel done last and what was it done? So
now if Carlos has a reel that's just in for a service because it's been a couple of years that you already have blueprinted, will you be able to know, you know, when you get a hold of that reel, will you be able to know, okay, this thing is right for 80 pounds?
Yeah, and typically, yes. Yeah. I mean, when we get it open, we have guys that say, hey, just service it for what it was done last time.
Sure.
And we'll get it open and we'll look and, hey, there's a little tag and it's been 3 years or 4 years and, you know, I'll just mark on the little manila tag that's with it, hey, it was done for 80-pound test.
You have an internal note on the reel that you can refer back to.
And if he's just got his reels, if they're still there, you'll have a tag on your reel, okay? And that tag has the reel name, the make, model, serial number, dates that we did it, and it's got check marks on what we did, and any special parts or anything else are all listed on the back.
So it'd be easy for Carlos to start his own spreadsheet.
That's what we tell people. Don't throw those tags away. They give you the history that you've got on your reel.
I used to always be very pristine about my reels and put them in covers and do everything. And like, I fish a lot of the same reels now for different things. You know, I have several Talica 12s that might fish 30-pound to 60-pound. Everything used to be so nice and neat. And now I just have big giant Sharpie marks on the side of my reel, and there's a big Sharpie that says 60 on one, and there's a big Sharpie that says 80 on the other. But
it's impossible to remember,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I know
we're
the same way too.
Everything used to be so nice and perfect, and you know, my reels are scratched as the day is long, and you know, big Sharpie mark that says Max on one side, and the line size on the other, and a little bit of acetone or whatever, and that thing wipes off, and it goes back to 80 pound on the next one. Yeah.
But keep your tags. That's the main thing. And, yes, we do know. We get a lot of used reels in. Guys will say, I bought this on eBay, and they said you did it. Well, to be honest, my answer is all the reels that are sold on eBay that I worked on, I'm 150 years old. I'm old, but not that old. But as soon as we open them up, we have that little tag. And we also can tell our work.
Yep, no doubt about it. Hey, great call, Carlos. Well, welcome back from Minnesota. I'm glad you're coming back home and get to put all those reels to good use. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Let's talk to Hills. Hills calling from Ventura this morning. Thanks for joining us this morning, Hills.
What's up, Hills?
Hey, good morning, guys. I was going to ask Cal about the Speedmaster, although he said he hasn't worked on them yet, and Hopefully I'm gonna completely fry my Speedmaster 16.2 in a couple weeks here, and then I'll have to send it in.
You'll be the guinea pig.
But hey, I do a thing. I mean, I just goofing around, listening and fishing because I'm in the water. I'm like up to my waist right now. I just took one over the bow, surf fishing. Anyway, I did catch a legal sea bass this morning, so that's my surf fishing report.
Nice, Hills.
Yeah. That's good times, Hills.
I know that's always been your thing. You always like to put the headphones on and go fish the surf while you listen to the show. I love it.
Everybody should do it. It gets your mojo going.
The multitasking, right?
Well, that too. But, yeah, I mean, I feel comfortable when I'm listening, and then I hook up. It's so great. So, thank you, guys.
That's cool, buddy. Well, Hills, we appreciate the support. Appreciate you listening. And, yeah, I'm with you. I hope you blow that thing up because you caught so many fish, and then you send it on into Cal and Eric because we'll all be looking to hear the same, buddy. Nice going on your sea bass, and thanks a lot for the phone call.
I know. What a cool story. That's calling right from the surf, catching legal sea bass. Let's see if Brian from Harupa Valley can top that one. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
I'm sorry I can't top that one.
What's up, buddy?
I just was wondering. I got a pinch out of them in the 25, and they seem to fit my hands better than the Shimano Talikas. I have Talikas also. But I was wondering if you could lower the gears on the 40 and the 25 to like 1-to-1, like we're
on the 40s, we definitely can. We lower the gear on that. We haven't done it down to the 25 yet. There's one customer that lives out your way, and he's been hounding on Cal pretty good about putting lower gears. So we'll see. But at this point, it's just been the 40 so far, and the 60, sorry.
What goes into having a 1-to-1 low gear? I mean, that's...
Or a lower low gear.
Yeah, or whatever. A lower low gear. I mean, that seems, you know, we're getting very advanced. You know, that's a lot more than polishing a spool shaft. You know, what goes into it on your end when you decide, okay, we're getting enough demand, it's time?
First thing, we've got to kind of figure out where is the proper gear ratio.
Okay.
And what can we get into the reel? Mm-hmm. Then we have to take in Mike existing gears, enough of them to get what their actual size is. We also have to check the center line of the reel to see what the distance is. Mm-hmm. Then we have to design the gear set around those particular positions. And then we can then figure out what gear ratios we can put in, like, do we want a 1.8 or a 1.65, a 2.0, something like that? So we have to make the gear ratio something that will fit and fit the center lines, and then hopefully have the tooling to make it.
Sure.
And then I make drawings on all the gears.
Yeah, of course.
So that I can then...
And then even sometimes we actually have to have field testing where guys go out, some of our guys that help us out and that kind of stuff, go out and try it, and, hey, it was a little too low or a little bit higher and stuff like that. I mean, that's not often, but sometimes we do that even, too.
Because gear ratios are more, you know, it's a ratio, and, you know, and not everything's the same. You know, a 1-to-1 may not make sense on a spool that's short because, you know, you're not spinning it around nearly fast enough, where 1-to-1 on an 80 is fantastic because you're still gaining line, you've got
line.
That torque.
Yes.
But if you start to get down on a reel too small, a gear that low, you might, you know, you have to turn the handle just, you know, too much to gain
yes,
anything.
Yes, you, right. You can't keep up with the fish.
Sure. What does the, you know, on a mid-sized reel, a 40 to 60 pound type reel, what low gear do you guys most commonly see?
Well, we
or find works best, you know.
Right around the 2-to-1 ratio, 1.8, 2-to-1, stuff like that. The manufacturers are more often they're up around a 2.5, something like that. So we're dropping about 20-25% because we fish our reels here on the West Coast,
right?
Probably heavier than most places in the world for that size reel.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The only place that fishes it that I know of heavier is at PEI, and they do. I mean, we used a 50 back there several. We tested a prototype 50 VISX back there, fishing 75 pounds of drag out of a 50.
That's crazy. Hey, does that picture up on Instagram, Rick?
Well, I hopefully, you know, if not, we'll get it up real quickly. That picture of
a cow
with that giant fish. Yeah, incredible, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But so you have to kind of match. That's why we do gear ratios mostly here for the West Coast, because we use Spectra, we use short top shots. Everywhere else uses 100 yards of mono. Well, you put 100 yards of 40 pound on a Talica 12, you haven't got any room left anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, at some point today, that picture of you with that monster bluefin, how many pounds? 700 pounds?
Yeah.
It looks photoshopped. Yeah, it is.
It is. It's on our Let's Talk Hookup story right now. So you jump onto Instagram, click on the story, the little Let's Talk Hookup icon, you'll see the picture of just that. I mean,
it looks photoshopped. It's
crazy. A sea monster. Brian said the same thing. The studio looked at the thing and shook his head like, there's no way. You know, the old man.
And they come bigger, too.
Yeah. That actually is a small one.
Yeah. Well, I highly recommend hopping on there and seeing, you know, but there again, though, that's proof in the pudding of what appropriately matched tackle to the fisherman. Because, Cal, the reel that you use and the setup that you use for that fish is different than Eric would use. It's probably different than Corey and myself would use.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you have that reel matched to you and your ability and your skill set, and next thing you know, you're standing next to a 700-pounder.
What we did, that's on a set, one of the Penn 70s, and they have an adjustable strike lever on them now. Well, what we did is we actually put two of those stops in. We put one for me, first strike, and then the other one was my full. That was Eric's strike.
That's funny.
And then the full for Eric was all the way at the other end.
All the way at the corner, right? 75 pounds of drag.
That's insane. What an animal, man. 75 pounds.
Brian, sure appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Yeah, it's crazy. Let's jump in and talk to Steve. Steve calling from Calexico this morning. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Yes, I was wondering, last week's guest, the fluorocarbon guy, Seagar.
Right.
He spoke that he goes straight braid to fluoro. What happened to that the cushion with a monofilament?
Steve, I remember Dale was on here. He was talking about very short top shots, like 20 to 30 inch top shots, maybe 6 feet at the very most. And is that a style that you guys use?
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah. It is.
Yeah. Just below, about the second guide is where I normally just I use it right there, and so I don't actually wind it up in there. I just have that short little piece.
And that's what Dale was talking about with the Seagar fluorocarbon. And
but you generally fish a little softer rod.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
There you go.
That's your give. Yeah. That's your give. And you have to be able to, as you load, you have to use your arms going up and down a little bit to give it a little cushion yourself. Yeah.
And the one thing I'll say, too, Steve, is there is nothing wrong with fishing a longer mono top shot. There is no right or wrong way to do that, and I can assure you. And it depends on several things. If you're fishing with a lot of other guys on a sport boat, there is no doubt it is easier to fish with a longer top shot of mono as far as your casting goes, the way your bait reacts in the water, the line, when the line is paid out behind the boat. You know, the Spectra tends to float, and it does wind itself into more tangles if you're less on top of it. The longer piece of mono provides you a better stretch. The hooks pull less frequently. You can make a lot more mistakes with a longer top shot of mono and not pay the price of having
it's
your
forgiving.
Fish.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that, if you were talking about what Dale was and Cal and Eric, and you're fishing all Spectra and a short piece of fluorocarbon, your bait swims a little better because there's less drag in the water. You're very direct to what the fish is doing. But it's almost a little bit more of an advanced way to do it. You know, when you feel that fish getting ready to make a move, you've got to give with the rod, and you need to fish a little bit longer of a rod. And you can do that in between the two. You can fish about 100 feet or so, a good boat length, and that provides you some stretch, but still the bait swimming well. And none of them are right or wrong, but they just have
just
pros and cons.
It just suits you. Yeah, so it suits you. And that's, Cal said it's very important with a short top shot to have a forgiving rod. And honestly, it's the same thing whether you're fishing El Salto, whether you're fishing calico bass, or whether you're fishing 200-pound tuna like you're describing. It's a key ingredient,
totally.
Really.
That's a great call. I mean, there is, you know, I would say if you asked a lot of the guys that are crew members and work on a boat and see the tangles and things that happen with people that are less familiar, all of them are going to recommend you fishing a longer piece of mono because they see a lot of people that, you know, that have a mistake that's made and they end up losing their fish because of it. And, you know, if you ask a great fisherman like Eric, he's probably going to tell you, hey, I really like that short top shot because I get bit better. And the correct answer for everybody is probably somewhere in between those two.
Well, and it's time and experience, too. Sure. I mean, I do remember when we were using 200 yards when we first started using Spectre. 200 yards of mono on top.
Yep.
So, we just didn't instantly start with just straight, you know, fluorocarbon and all that other stuff. So, it go with what you're comfortable with.
Yeah, that's a great call.
That's
for
a
sure.
great one, Steve. And thanks for calling us all the way from Calexico this morning, Steve. And let's jump back in. Let's talk to Mike. Mike calling from San Carlos this morning. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
What's up, Mike? Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, guys. This is Mike, your expert novice. Hey, fishing in San Diego has to be like the place to be because if this is climate change, bring it on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're the one industry that is very pro global warming.
To Corey, the plastics. I've never been in a situation to catch, you know, a spotted or a calico bass. It's always been a little bit farther out. Is there an application for other kinds of fish with those plastics?
You know, there truly are, Mike, but like in the tuna world, it's kind of, you know, the hooks don't lend themselves to battling a 200-pound tuna or that kind of situation. But private boater, 5-inch swim bait, you know.
Still one of the best scratch trolling lures that's ever been made.
That's exactly it. And and think about $40 worth of dollars into plastics versus, you know, $40, $50 worth of live bait. If you combine the two, you're really going to make your live bait last, and it drives to a better boater experience, and you can carry those plastics from trip to trip to trip. Also,
you brought up a really good point that I didn't think about, that the lead head is really the limiting factor. I mean,
it really is.
It you know, an MC swim bait in the water, it's an anchovy, it's a sardine.
Yeah, it's going to get bit.
Anything that eats an anchovy or sardine potentially would eat that just fine. But you're right, you have to have the hardware that then puts the fish on the boat, too.
Here's an ironic one, and maybe you've seen it, Cal, I don't know, but I've heard from a few people, Jack Soule, one of them, and there was a guy I just talked to at Tackle Day, Rick, and the big thing getting bit on the Wahoo was a 5-inch swim bait on a lead head. And think about it, in a finicky bite,
sure,
you're going to get bit, but think about where the hook placement is.
Yeah, dead center,
right
where they like to...
It's right in the middle, and you're actually going to have a very good chance at hooking the Wahoo. So
I'm doing that on my next trip. That sounds
cool. Either use some heavy fluorocarbon or a little wire.
Exactly. I mean, that's definitely not what I'm going to stand there and recommend, but definitely crazy stuff, Mike.
Good call, Mike. Appreciate that. Corey, let's see if we can sneak another in there.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Cheer. Cheer calling from Cardiff. Thanks for joining us this morning, Cheer.
Hey, Cheer.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Gosh, I can't tell you, Rick and Corey, how much I appreciate this show. Because you get these guests on, and I learn so much. I just want to say thanks.
Oh,
hey, it's fantastic.
Hey, Cheer, the cool thing about it is I'm learning too.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the...
Yeah, I love it.
It's a cool factor, the whole deal. We're happy
it's
to be here.
The coolest part about fishing.
Yes, sir.
Catching is you constantly learn. Anyway, you know, I'm listening to you, Cal and Eric, about this, and you talk about... you know, personal specifications to working. How do you do that? I mean, I have TAC 12, 16s, 20s, and, you know, it sounds good, but I don't really know how to go about specifying me into that reel. How do you do that?
The biggest thing is what size line you're fishing and about what percentage of the breaking strength of the line do you like to fish. You know, generally a starting spot that we generally use, especially on the heavier lines, is approximately 25% of the breaking strength of the line that you're fishing. Then we'll ask people, how old are you? How much experience do you have? You know, we get guys, I've had people come in that are my age and say, oh, I'm fishing 130, so I need 35 pounds of drag, and they're not nearly as big as I am. And I look at myself and say, sir, you can't hang on to that. You'll get hurt.
Right.
You know, and I'll ask, how do you set your drag? And the guy says, oh, I reach down and pull on it so I know what I said, no problem.
Yeah.
I'll build it with, and you'll still have way more because we've had more guys will do that, and I'll take the back reel back and show them right on my digital scale. They say they got 30, and they got 12.
Cheer, yeah, if you have the ability of going to Cal, you can get that, and that would be the very best thing you could do. And
yeah.
Then secondly would be to go to a dealer that is, you know, that works with Cal that you know, like a Ken's or, yeah. You know, or like Fisherman's or, and I know there's several other great ones out there too that can, and I don't mean this in a weird way of like sizing you up, but, you know, have an idea of, you know, this guy is a big guy and he's going to be able to handle some big drag or vice versa. Hey, you know, this angler is going to be a lot better off with excellent technique and a reel to match. And, you know, little is going to go a much longer way than a lot that you can't hang on to.
That's a cool way to do it. Hey, we're not too far from the Long Beach shows. And
oh, boy.
Anybody
know, right?
out there, right? And anybody that has a question, you can step right up to the booth and talk to you all day long. I see it myself.
Already got our hotel reservations right
there.
Ready
to go. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won. Two lucky winners, and those are still on hold or in the running. We're going to be back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats of the Launch Ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the Sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's Yamaha's Y-Wave for Spring Fall Sales Event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, two lucky winners. Thanks, Cal. Thanks, Eric. Steve in Calexico, lucky winner. You're going to get a hold of him through his email?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
There it is. And Brian from Wildomar.
Congratulations, guys. Not a cooler prize. Awesome. And, man, Eric, Cal, can't believe that was two hours went by that quick.
It flew by.
Yeah, so much cool information. If somebody knows they've got those reels in the garage, wants to get them dialed in, we talked about Fred Hall's show, but now is not too early. How do we do it? How do we get you our reels? How do we get the love of Cal's Two Speeds?
Well, right now is a perfect time. Everybody complains that it's always so long and everything else like that for the wait, but right now is a perfect time. So we're up in Fallbrook. The area code is, we have an area code 626-357-4441. Or our website is calstwospeed.com.
easy to find, easy to get to. When you call the phone, you talk to Cal, you talk to Eric, you talk to Nancy, and they'll get you dialed
in.
Appreciate it very much, you guys. That was awesome and a great time. Highly, highly recommend that service for sure. Hey, we appreciate you listening. Another great show coming for you tomorrow. Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing. Big thanks to Adam. Big thanks to Brian for keeping us rolling. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on the Hookup, Let's Talk Hookup app and network.